Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
This is Dr. Vernon Williams. We're here again. We are continuing our series on Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again. This would be part 4. In the first part, we talked about how can you grow younger like me and be 29 again and again. And then in the second part, we talked about your raw materials, your minerals, your vitamins, your oxygen, your water, your sugar, your proteins, your fat. Now, just a couple things about that. Your vitamins in your body, there's only a few different types of vitamins. Vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. Now, of all those vitamins, vitamin B and C is water-soluble, which means that your body doesn't store it. You have to intake it every single day. The other vitamins are all fat-soluble, which means they can be stored in your body. And as such, you don't need to take them on a daily basis, but they're, since they're stored, right? And we talked about the fact that your minerals are the things that are on the periodic table. So oxygen essentially is a mineral, all right? And we talked about the fact that enzymes is your hammer, your staple gun, is what puts everything together and what takes everything apart. And the fact that you, without these raw materials, you cannot make anything in your body, and you cannot take apart anything in your body. Then we talked about IV nutrition and oral intake. We talked about injections. We talked about how do you get the raw materials from your GI system to where it's needed. That's by making sure that your arteries are free of plaques, which we can also detox with chelation and IV nutrition. So we talked about your arteries, and we talked about detoxification, what's the most important thing in your life. It's just as important as the raw materials you put in your body. A baby does those two things. It eats and it poops and it pees. That's it, because that's the most important things in life, and those three things are things that your doctors never talk to you about, because medicine has become a part of wait till you get sick, and then we give you a pill for it, all right? But what we do in my practice, we do regenerative medicine, which means that we help fix things and we prevent you from getting things, all right? Well, the next section we're going to talk about is now that you have gotten all your raw materials in, what happens if you have a problem? How does your body repair things? Right? Your body uses essentially three things to repair things. It uses growth hormone, it uses PRP, and it uses stem cells. Right? The stem cells in your body, your body actually uses stem cells right away to fix things. Stem cells fix things themselves. The growth hormone tells your body, let's fix it tomorrow, or let's fix the problem next month. If your growth hormone is low, it says to your body, can we fix this problem next month? If your growth hormone is optimal, it says, let's fix it right now. And growth hormone ends up being your body's healing hormone because it fixes everything in your body. All right? Your stem cells, on the other hand, whenever there's a problem, you send stem cells hone into the problem. So how does that work? Well, let's talk about your stem cells first, all right? When you are young, let's say you are 10 years old and you're running and you fall on your knee, immediately millions of stem cells hone in on your knee. That means they race to your knee. When they get there, they assess the damage and say, oh my goodness, this is pretty bad. We're going to need some new bone, some new cartilage, some new tendon, some new blood vessels, and to fix the problem. And then some of the millions of stem cells will become bone. Some of them will turn into cartilage. Some will turn into tendon. Some will turn into blood vessels, and fix the problem. That's when you're 10. When you're 50 and you fall on your knees now, a few thousand stem cells show up to assess the damage. Well, there ain't enough for them to do anything. All right? So the problem becomes, as you get older, your stem cells get older, and it's not as many, and they don't perform the job like they used to when you're younger. All right? So stem cells is really very, very powerful. You know, in our clinic, we use umbilical stem cells. And the reason why we use umbilical stem cells is because as you get older, your stem cells get older. So if you're 60 years old or you're 50 years old and you come in with a knee problem or a shoulder problem and we want to take care of the problem, you know, we can actually take your fat, spin it down, take the stem cells from your fat and inject it into your shoulder, your knee. The problem is that the stem cells from your fat is 50 years old or 60 years old, and so they don't work as well. Alternatively, we can get stem cells from a live birth baby that the company that I use collect from the umbilical cord. They take the stem cells from there, and we can take those stem cells, which is young and healthy and in large quantities, and we can inject those stem cells into your knee, into your shoulder, wherever you have a problem, and it will work a lot better. So that's why. So if you're young, getting it from your fat is great, but as you get older, you need to get younger stem cells. All right? But plus there's some people who don't have a lot of fat and they need stem cells. For those people, you'd have to get it from bone marrow, and doing a bone marrow in summer can hurt a little bit more than doing it from fat. And so it's still, so the options on what kind of stem cells you can get. All right? So we like stem cells. Now, in addition to stem cells, we also use PRP. Now, PRP is platelet-rich plasma. The reason why we like that is because PRP helps your stem cells become younger and healthier by giving your stem cells all the growth factors they need to actually perform like a younger stem cell. So let's say you're 70 years old and we are giving you stem cells. If we add the PRP to it, then we make the stem cell even younger and healthier so they can do a better job for you. So we add PRP to all our procedures because they work better. And if you're young, then we may just need PRP to activate your stem cells to make. So let's say you're 35 years old and you injure your knee. Now, maybe just PRP by itself into your knees will activate your stem cells in your knee by giving them growth factors and help them work their magic, and they will work like younger, healthier stem cells. So maybe we might get a 25-year-old stem cell instead of a 35-year-old stem cell. So in that sense, it works. Now, we use stem cells for a variety of things. We use stem cells for most of our cosmetic procedures. We use it for our sexual health procedures, and we also use it for orthopedic procedures. Now, stem cells can be used for heart attacks, for people with Alzheimer's, dementia, COPD, for diabetes, but for those people, they have to go offshore because it's not permitted in the United States to be done intravenously. And also because, you know, we're not allowed to manipulate stem cells in the United States. So therefore, for those people who want it for systemic use, we can certainly send you to Mexico or wherever you'd like to go to get that done. Huh? So stem cells. So we use stem cells and PRP for vampire hair regrowth. You know, if you're losing hair and we put PRP and stem cells, it will help you regrow your hair. We use it for facial fat transfers for people who have vampire facelift. We use PRP and stem cells for that. It works. It makes your skin young and healthy and makes your fat and your collagen and everything in your face look better and younger and a younger you. We use PRP and stem cells and PRP for Piper shot or the M shot for men who have erectile dysfunction. It helps rejuvenate the penis, increases blood flow to the penis, helps increase the nerve function of the penis, so it works better for people who have erectile dysfunction. We also use it for women who have problems with incontinence or problems with lubrication, vaginal lubrication, or pain with sex, or problems with orgasm. Injecting PRP and or stem cells into the as part of the O shot can also help with those things too. We also use it for nipple rejuvenation by injecting PRP and stem cells, or PRP by itself, whichever is needed, to help rejuvenate your nipples and make it look better. We also use those things to help with vaginal rejuvenation, like, for instance, the labia, to help them look better. And for that, we use it with our Gaines Wave, and we use it also with our laser to rejuvenate the labia and the vaginal area with the stem cells and the PRP and the laser. So there are lots of things we use it for PRP and stem cells. And of course, we use it orthopedically, for people who have joint pains, back pain, muscle pains, hip pain, you know, anywhere that they have problems that we can identify, we can use for all of those things. So PRP and stem cells is very, very helpful for a lot of these indications. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com, vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all the other book outlets. It's also available on the website, www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558, on the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Today, we're continuing on our series on Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again. In our first part, we talked about just that. Then in part two, we talked about your raw materials for your body, which is your minerals, your vitamins, your enzymes, your oxygen, your water, your sugar, your proteins, your fats. Then in part three, we talked about how do we get the raw materials from the GI tract to where it's needed. We talked about IV nutrition. We talked about optimizing your arteries so that you can take the raw materials freely to where it's needed. We talked about injections also. We talked about leaky gut and all the things that can affect how much raw materials that's absorbed into your body. Then we talked about detoxification. Detoxification is removing toxins from your body. You know, detox is no different from tuning up your car. When your car is sluggish, you can give it all the fuel in the world. This could be the best fuel. Your car will not perform until you have detox it or tuned it up. And the reason why you need more detoxification in sports cars, because they produce more energy, therefore they produce more toxins, and therefore they need more detoxification. We also talk about the fact that babies only do three things when they're born. They eat, they poop, and they urinate. The eating is for the raw materials, the pooping and the urination is detoxing. So in medicine, what we put into our mouth and how we detox is the most important thing for healthy life. But doctors don't normally talk about those things because they don't make any money from those things. And the drug companies can't patent those things, so the drug companies cannot make money from it. As a matter of fact, you won't get sick if you can do, if you can eat well and detox properly, you can be healthy. And so you won't need doctors, and therefore you won't need drug companies, pills and lotions. And so therefore they don't want you to be on it. That's why. So today we are talking about how does your body fix problems that arises. And we already talked about PRP and stem cells. So now we're going to talk about growth hormone. You know, that's a taboo word in medicine because of all the performance enhancing things. But let me say a word about performance enhancement. You know, if an athlete knee hurts and he takes some Tylenol so his knees doesn't hurt, guess what? He's going to play better because he's just performing, enhance his body. Because of that Tylenol, his knees are not going to hurt and he's going to perform better. You know, if a lawyer had an herb that would make him ferocious and make sure that he wins all his cases, you think that lawyer is going to say, you know, that's an unfair advantage for me over the other lawyer, so therefore I won't do it? No, he would take it in a second. You know, what we want is athletes are, they are performers. And we go to have them perform first and do incredible things. Who wants to see an athlete that's injured? We want him healthy. We want him doing his best and certainly perform at team at top conditions better. So an athlete who exercises for 6 hours a day performs better than an athlete who exercises 1 hour a day. Guess what? The one that did 6 hours is performing enhancing better than the other one because he's doing more than the other person is. Is that wrong? No. Does he get dinged for it? No, he shouldn't get dinged for it. But be that as it may, the reason why people want growth hormone is because, number one, it's not optimal. In your body, if your growth hormone is low, you should optimize it. You know, just like if your potassium is low, we give you potassium. If your calcium is high, we take it away from you. In medicine, when things are low, we try to bring back to what we call a normal position. Well, when you were 20, your growth hormone was in the 300 to 400 range. That's what it was when you were 20. When you're 29, it probably was close to 300, maybe 250 to 300. But now you are 55 and your growth hormone is 100. Well, it's not low. It's in a normal range. But it's not optimal for you. What does that mean? It means that if you have an injury, growth hormone will say to your body, you know what? Let's fix this problem next month. All right? If your growth hormone is optimal, it says to your body, fix that problem right now. That's what it does. So let's talk about growth hormone a little bit more. What does growth hormone do? Well, growth hormone is your body's healing hormone. All right? Number one, growth hormone helps you get faster wound healing and stronger bones. Do you think athletes want that? Do you want that? Faster wound healing and stronger bones? I think you can sign me up for that one. Improve sexual performance? Oh, my goodness. Boy, I don't think I want improved sexual performance. You're right. Sign me up for that one. Healthy maintenance of vital organs. Vital organs, what are those? Well, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your brain. Healthy maintenance of vital. You don't want that either? Boy, I tell you what, sign me up for that one too. Lowered risk of heart disease. Boy, this is tough, boy. I tell you, I don't really want lowered risk of heart disease. Lower cholesterol and blood pressure. Boy, I tell you, this growth hormone, I mean, I'm going to stick with my low growth hormone because I definitely don't want any of those things. Reduce body fat and increase muscle mass? You're kidding me. Increase energy level and enhance your mood? Boy, but I don't think I want all of that good stuff. No, not me. Sharpen your vision and memory. Boy, you mean you get all that stuff to optimize your growth hormone? Regrow your hair, have smoother and firmer skin. Improve your cognitive functioning. point. Enhance your immune function? You're kidding me. You mean all those things growth hormone does? Yes, it does. Growth hormone does all those things. You know, I do want to say a couple things. You know, nothing we do in a clinic is we don't do anything without testing first and find out what your values are, number one. Number two, in medicine, too much is just as bad as too little. All right? Too much is just as bad as too little. Number three, optimal is always better than low normal. All right? So, here's the deal. When someone has surgery and, you know, their growth hormone level is not optimal, they're on the low side, and we optimize them and they have surgery, invariably the doctor says, boy, I can't believe you're recovering so well. It's been only 2 weeks and you're doing as well as someone who's been 4 or 5 weeks out of surgery. They're amazed. Yes, because growth hormone helps your body heal. It's your healing hormone. It helps you do better. Well, I heard the myth that growth hormone causes cancer. Well, you know, growth hormone enhances your immune function. What does that mean? It means that if your immune function works better, there's a less of a chance of you getting cancer because your immune cells destroy cancer cells. There's never been a study that actually showed that growth hormone causes cancer. But, you know, having said all that stuff, growth hormone is very, very expensive. It is. But, you know, I look at a few things as your bang for your buck. Testosterone and growth hormone. The only difference between the two is that growth hormone is very expensive. If growth hormone was cheaper, I would say growth hormone and testosterone together were your bang for your buck. So we are talking about repairing your body. We talked about how to grow younger like me, be 29 again and again. Then we talked about all the raw material, how you need to optimize the raw material you eat so that you have the best raw materials, number one. And number two, how to make sure that the majority of the raw material gets in your body, that you don't spill it, because your body spends a lot of energy getting the raw materials out of the foods you put into your mouth. It would be a shame to spend a lot of energy extracting all that raw materials from the foods you eat and then spilling it in your stool or in your diarrhea. All right? So we talked about your minerals, your vitamins, your enzymes, your O2, your water, your sugar, your protein. We talked about all those raw materials and the fact that enzymes is critical for everything. As you get older, your enzymes decreases. Therefore, it's harder for you to break down the food you eat into the raw materials you need, number one. And it's number two, it's harder for you to break down your proteins in your body by your liver to get rid of it if you don't have the enzymes. Because enzymes make things and enzymes help you break things down. So when you have less enzymes and you're low in minerals and vitamins, it's harder for your body to get it from the bone that you need it from to use it other places. So we talked about in part two raw materials. Then in part three we talked about how do you get the raw materials from your GI tract to where it's needed. We talked that you need to do that through your optimizing your arteries and your veins to change your arteries from 3-lane highways to 8-lane highways, and it helps have your heart help out by increasing the speed of your blood by pumping better and pushing up your blood at 80 miles an hour instead of 40 miles an hour so things get to the small villages that needs to quickly. We talked about detoxification, how your body needs to detox, because the more energy your body makes, the more toxins your body makes, and the fact that baby does two things. It eats and it detoxes. Detoxes by urinating and by BM. Okay? So that's what we talked about. And now finally we talked about how does your body go about fixing problems? Because you can't stay healthy if you don't fix your problem. We want your body to fix your problem before it becomes a problem that you need to get pills and potions for. And so we talked about using growth hormone, PRP, and stem cells. Stem cells does the job themselves. Growth hormone tells your body to do it now or later. And we talk about how PRP provides growth hormone for your stem cells, that what it does, by doing that, it makes sure that your stem cells that you have work better and more efficiently. All right? So we're finished with part four. Next week, we're going to be talking about how does the brain gets information. It gets information by the neurotransmitters. And then once the brain gets the information, how does the brain carry out the function to tell things to be done? All right? This is Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. It's also available at Barnes & Noble and to Amazon and all the other book outlets. For more information, call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com.